Retract back on who do you think?
It's that gay guy getting beat
up. Let's punch it up, boys.
After you see a gay guy get beat up, there's nothing more you want to do.
Chug a Bud Light.
I just got bullied for being gay.
Yeah, what would you say to that gay kid?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'd have to get to know the kid a little bit.
Suck my tongue.
Sucking on a kid's tongue? No way.
Kids' tongues are gross.
Some dad has been a blackout at Chuck E. Cheese at some point.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are?
Is that a far reach for you?
There was a slight...
A lot of things in his
like
life that are far reaches.
Delay.
CJ's like Stretch Armstrong on this podcast, boy.
What?
I'm a racist.
Way to start the show off, you guys.
What's up, everybody?
You said you're a racist. I'm Nick. I'm not a racist. I was looking at the IG camera. I should be looking at this camera. You can watch us live if you want on IG.
Yeah, join
every
live,
Tuesday, whatever. It's nice to be here.
It's very nice to be here. Is that it? Is that your intro? Nice, dude. That was solid. Well thought out. And I'm going to follow in your footsteps. What's going on, people? It's Pedro. And here we are once again, another week.
Nice.
What's up, CJ?
Another week. Hey, what's up? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny for brand new jokes, reels.
He's good at that.
Visual puns. I do it all, folks. I'm an important artist. You'll see. You'll find out. They'll talk about me. They'll blow me. They'll queef. Also, Bud Light in the news. When I was 14, Bud Light cut my tits off. They transitioned. They treated me like a man because I played with Hot Wheels. And as the, in return, they gave me a sponsorship, dude.
Nice. That's for awesome. Life? Sponsorship
yeah,
for life?
Sponsored by Bud Lights. Free BLs whenever I want.
You're the new spokesperson?
Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm the new trans spokesperson.
Because you are like a bud that's light in the shorts.
Yeah, dude, my buds are light.
A light bud.
It kind of makes sense. I think all light beers are kind of for homosexuals.
All, I would agree.
Anybody that's
and
still-
most...
Cheers.
Cheers. Most light beers are imported by Anheuser-Busch. So
light beers for light queers.
Well, there's like two beer companies.
I know. Yeah.
That's actually my slogan is light beers for white queers.
Dude, I think it's all PR, dude. Bud Light's doing this on purpose.
You know?
Oh, yeah. For
working.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They got 8 million people talking about Bud Light being gay now.
Well, yeah, with all these drag brunches with some BLs at a drag brunch.
Hell yeah, a couple of kids drinking some BLs at a drag brunch, dude.
Yeah, you can't have your kid drinking an IPA when they're just watching, trans people dancing around. You need them to be drinking some light beers to start off with.
A couple of Bud Light
if
muscles,
you're
going to
get your kid all horned up watching some fella dance like a lady.
Dude looks like a lady.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one for, shooting playlist.
What do you mean?
Remember when we asked each other?
Yeah,
for the school shooting playlist.
Good call. Throwback.
Now we have another shooting playlist. Yeah.
Here we go again.
The bank shooting playlist.
Bank shooting playlist. That's a whole different story. Mm, that's
true.
That's
what song? What song would go on
under
that?
Two Chains.
Yeah, that's
ooh,
a good one.
Pink Floyd money.
That'd be a good one. What's slow that? Motion too.
Take the money. What's it? Damn. Cash register.
Yeah, it kind of goes with it. You could kill to the rhythm.
Oh yeah,
they might have wrote that song to a bank robbery movie if you tune it up right, like kind of Wizard of Oz.
Who sings that song? Take the money and run.
Kings of Leon.
Yeah, it's Kings of Leon.
Steve Miller Band. Dude, I was thinking about them this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
You're running out of things to masturbate to.
Tomorrow's Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
They get me hard. Jefferson Airplane rules.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fly like an eagle.
Dude, those boys were drinking Bud Lights back in the day, dude.
Oh, they're drinking BLs.
Oh, yeah. They're drinking some Bud Lights.
Doing some MMFs.
One pill makes you a woman. One pill makes you a boy. And the one that mother gives you makes you mother's toy.
Oh, whoa, man. Dude.
Got a little psychological there with that.
That was pretty good.
Because he doesn't talk to his mom a lot.
Well, she doesn't talk to him. He tries.
True, actually true, yeah.
So yeah, ever since I cut my tits off.
How would your parents take it,
ever since Bud Light told you to cut your tits off.
Ever since Bud Light cut my tits off, dude, she just can't stop trying. I actually just send all of my my BLs to my mom.
I'm surprised they didn't do like a colorful. Did they have like a rainbow?
There's a can.
Bud Light?
There's a can
I'm
out there.
I'm also surprised
dude.
That there was no gay.
Yeah.
There's a can out there with a rainbow on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
I got the good old chelada, dude. Mm-hmm. You can't be gay with chelada. A chelada, dude. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't. A gay can't handle like 100 tomato juice.
Although gays do get a lot of tomatoes thrown at them, don't they? Do gays?
Do we have a
banana? This
a dildo
week?
That he has to hang on to.
It's in your fucking nightstand.
Bomb
dude.
Bud Light, dude.
Bomb Bud.
I'm just going to drink it if you hand me that, dude.
I was like, I'm going to.
Yeah, I'll be bombing all episode, bro.
Same, dude.
Get out of here drunk. Oh, Noki's so cute.
He's a cute guy, dude.
He needs a haircut, bro. It's summertime.
I know. I got to drink the whole six pack for that bomb at the front there.
What bomb?
The Bud Light cut my tits off thing really didn't work with you guys at all.
I don't get it.
They cut my tits off.
And they gave him a sponsorship.
So Bud
and I
Light,
regret it.
Bud Light cut your tits off?
Yeah.
The guy Bud Light?
Bud Light.
How would they do that?
Because they're pro-trans.
I know. So they're not.
You remember a couple years ago?
No, they cut my tits off because I was playing with Hot Wheels.
Don't explain the joke.
And they were like, you're a boy. And I was like, then cut my tits off, you faggot. Sorry.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Sorry, YouTube.
Take another sip.
Oh, dude, we're just past 5:45.
It doesn't matter. People don't like bad jokes regardless.
You can tell bad jokes after 5 minutes on YouTube. Okay. I read it in the policy, the terms of service.
You can say terrible things after 2 minutes.
Dad, do you
remember? You can say the N-word after 17 minutes.
True, huh?
Yeah, that's,
everybody stops
that's
listening.
That's true.
Yeah.
You guys remember a couple of years ago, dude, they had the Bud Light Night, dude?
Yeah, you're not allowed to
say, the manlier, you know, spokesperson
that's
for
right.
Bud Light. What happened, dude? Things took a turn, huh?
They sold
it
too many
Bud
Lights.
It must have been trans inside.
Oh, maybe it was a woman.
Was
oh,
a woman.
True.
It was always a woman, dude.
Who's to say that a knight can't be a woman?
Yep.
Damn,
nobody.
I'm so unwoke. Sorry, folks out there.
Hispanics, that's who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Hispanics wouldn't let it happen.
I'm a racist.
I'm a racist. This just is so funny.
Chuckle
such
after
funny.
That. It's so like cynical.
There was a snarl.
Really?
Like,
it's because I'm a racist.
I'm a racist.
That scared me.
Yeah.
Build a wall. I've always said, dude.
You're full of vinegar, Pedro.
You really are. I used to be full of vinegar. I feel like I've changed.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Vin N word.
Don't blow that shit on me, dude.
Take a hit then.
Okay, what is it?
Oops.
Triple berry ice, dude.
This shit's making people trans for sure.
Interested.
If anybody's.
Yeah, we out here smoking Fruit Loops and stuff. Anything's going to happen to our genitalia.
No shit, dude.
Dude, don't tell me that.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Shit.
Don't give me the real facts of life over here. I don't want to hear any of that.
It's hard to hear.
I got bullied for being gay.
You can't get bullied for being gay, though. Dude, you'll get kicked out of school.
Yeah, that's sexual harassment.
Do you think there's enough
or maybe just harassment?
There's enough proof now online, though. Like, before bullying, like, you could kind of get away with it. And now you could have proof, be like, look at what this guy's saying to me outside of school or whatever. Like, wouldn't they be, like, they'd be like, okay, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Can you believe Jeremy is bullying Timmy about being a homosexual?
Jeremy spoke in class today.
How many gay kids are in a school? And, you know, what's the general population?
Yeah,
it's rising rapidly.
It's like, what is the percentage? Like, I'm thinking, I remember, like, you know, there's one nice lesbian couple in one of my, like, a class of mine. Like, I knew two girls in my high school. I felt like they're lesbians. Obviously, there was more. But there was two that I was like, they're lesbian. And then gay?
They were outwardly
like,
lesbian.
I think I knew, like, I thought, like...
Lesbian is gay, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
No.
You mean dudes?
Dudes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You freaking ignorant fool.
How's that ignorant?
You a racist.
You're ignorant because you said gay and lesbian are the same thing. It's the same thing with different genders.
The estimated number of LGBT youth ages 13 to 17 in the U.S.
They're all confused, dude.
I'm sorry, I should have let you guess. 1.994. So I'm sorry, you know, basically 2 million.
2 million gays?
They imagine there's 2 million
they're
LGBTs.
Taking over.
We're
going to have to assault a lot more banks now. Jeez Louise.
I just got bullied for being gay.
I got deported for being gay? Or
I just got bullied for being gay. Get him out of this country. He's a homosexual.
That's what's happening to all the Mexicans.
That happened in fucking, what was that? In Mexico or where was that? Oh, no, it was in...
Nicaragua,
Arabia,
dude.
Saudi Arabia or something. I sent you that video.
Oh, yeah, that gay guy getting tortured.
Yeah, the Peruvian
or
guy
beaten
getting
beaten.
Almost like Filipino,
out.
Dude.
Filipino, yeah.
Like, it was in Qatar.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just, like, pounce
like
away?
Guitar.
Like, he could have skipped
just
away.
Frolicked out of there.
He was just, yeah. like, frolicking around, yeah. like, ah, oh, stop. Ow. Five guys
he
beating me
it.
And abusing me at the same time. No thanks.
Yeah.
At the end, that? When he was getting hit by the belt, he was kind of being bitchy with him.
He was.
Like, ow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and didn't he get in the car, and then the driver got out of the car? Isn't that what happened?
I don't know.
He didn't want to breathe gay on
that car. Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to
don't
share.
Breathe on me.
Yeah, he didn't want to shake gay air.
Yeah, that video was horrifying.
They think that's airborne over in Qatar, for sure.
Gay.
Yeah.
Gay's in the air.
Gay's in the air, dude.
It's like M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening. The gay just like kind of breezes through the air.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, you have to outrun the gay wind.
He should have ran away, but so I think he's kind
that's
of
what America
for
is
it.
Trying yeah. to do right now is outrun the gay wind.
We're trying to run with the wind and fly with it.
Oh, yeah. It's
We're
coming
to
under
get those wings.
It's coming under my wings, for
yeah.
sure.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. But it's okay, like, you know, it's everything
yeah,
ends up consuming itself, so we'll get so gay. Are we watching
this video?
Where do you go? Where that gay guy getting beat
up? Let's punch it up, boys.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where are you home?
As well, let's pound this gay boy.
Let me smell your breath. It smells like my dick.
They're pounding that gay boy, dude.
Wait.
Come!
Muhammad. Come! He told him to come, dude.
Come if you're not gay. If you're not gay, come right now.
And he's just pulling his hair like a bitch, too. It's like, what are you doing, dude?
Damn. Those five guys are all gay, dude.
Oh, yeah, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're self-hating. And Filipino hating.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm a racist.
I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like run right now.
I don't know if running would help, though. For one thing, I don't know if he can run very fast.
They'll chase.
He's gay. Oh, gay people can't run. Right.
They'll chase him in that car, dude.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
happened?
Dude, they have a car.
You know why he was shirtless is because they were all, you know, taking turns on you, little boy, there. And
then this guy with this camera rolled up. What are you guys doing? And all five guys got up and started beating the shit out of him. Why are you gay?
Yeah, exactly.
Sunglasses on, and I respect that. You got to respect the helmet.
Why are you being gay letting us butt fuck you, guy? You're being gay. Get out of here, you gay guy.
Come, go.
Oh, he wants him to come so bad, dude.
He's very...
He's adamant about the coming, dude.
I have a hard time... I have a hard time coming if a lady demands it or if a man demands it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like the opposite for me.
Oh, God, so true.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Are you going to... Come for me, daddy.
That oh, dude, give me a come for me, daddy, dude. I'm
oh,
there in two.
That's different.
I'm there in
Why
two.
Why is that different?
Because that's asking you to come.
Yeah. Telling
you know
to come?
Mean? Yeah.
So come for me, daddy.
Like, come right
no,
now.
No, that's a demand. Come for me, daddy, is a demand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is, but are you?
Like, all right.
Are you? Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah,
a
if
straight
you're a
up
lady.
Question, dude. Yeah, who's a lady anymore? Give me a Bud Light.
Dude, take one of these BLs, bro.
Hold on, I got to finish my first one.
Hey, don't chug it, dude.
Just shotgun it, dude.
Let's all chug a Bud Light.
Let's
dude.
Chug a Bud Light?
Yeah.
Yeah, after you see a gay guy get beat up, there's nothing more you want to do.
Chug a Bud Light. Dude.
Chug a BL, dude.
Just
chug a
watching
BL.
A gay
go,
get hit, dude. I just want to chug a
BL. I want to chug a Bud Light.
Watching some religious zealots beat up a gay?
I'm
nothing
thirsty.
Makes me want to chug a BL like a...
The damn, hops, that, the best barley, the malt and rice.
That sentence backwards because of this beat.
Are you guys ready or what? Are you starting fresh?
Are we chugging a
I'm chugging
oh,
a BL, dude.
I didn't realize we were literally chugging a BL.
To end trans rights.
To end.
We'll take donations.
Bud Light's not gay. Cheers,
Bud
boys.
Bud Light's never gay. Dude.
Never.
Scott Boy for being gay.
Oh, I'm so gay. I finished first.
Come.
I'm so gay I couldn't even chug that BL.
I haven't done that in so long.
Chug a BL?
I've chugged a DL sooner than I've done that. I don't know
¿Quién crees que eres?
Dick Luke.
You can't even talk right now, dude. Get your shit together and swallow.
It's like kryptonite for fat.
¿Quién crees que eres?
He's like Clark Kent with the kryptonite.
You're the gay Spider-Man, dude, with BL, dude. That was disgusting.
BL is not good.
Well, do you know why?
Because it doesn't have corn syrup in it.
Exactly. High fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup.
It's anti-GMO, dude.
It's the only...
It's organic.
It's
light
beer it's that doesn't have that. Pro-homo and anti-GMO.
It's pretty cool.
Hell yeah, made pretty it. Cool,
buckets.
Buckets. Call me Gobi.
Call me Gobi because I'm dead.
Oh.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Calm down, Sloppy Shafir, dude.
What are you talking about?
You kind of look like Ari Shafir, dude.
I've heard that before. He's a huge cock, too. And bloody asshole.
That doesn't match up. Maybe the bloody asshole.
That's No.
That was good. I kind of want to do it again.
You're an alcoholic, Pedro.
No, I'm not, dude.
Dude,
no,
we've been trying to tell you this, dude.
He's fine.
You need to come out.
I'm still burping
up. Out of the closet.
Until
as an
he beats
dude.
His daughter or wife, he's not an alcoholic. That's what I've always said.
That's true. That's,
yeah. Yeah, that's the line.
That's the line for sure.
One of them gets a black eye, then you got to really step
yeah.
back.
Call in if Pedro's an alcoholic. Give us a chat. Let us know.
Why do you want people to call me alcoholic, dude?
I just want people to engage with the podcast, dude. Mm.
Call in if you think CJ's up.
Call into the fictitious number that we have.
We do a number would be fun.
Didn't you have that back in the day?
We did have that.
Didn't we try that?
Yeah, but it never worked. But
I literally have two phone numbers, so we could use my second phone.
We should have it on all the time,
dude. Calm down, Kevin Gay.
To have people call in and just have it plugged into that thing.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
That would be good. Oh, Amber said you're gay. Nurse Slamber said you're a gay.
Nurse
homo,
Amber
dude.
Said I'm a homosexual. Yeah. Well, I just chugged a Bud Light.
For being an alcoholic, not for being gay. So you're talking about a gay alcoholic?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Nurse Slamber said you're an alcoholic.
Nurse Amber
I called you
was
gay.
Talking about you, dude. She called you a homo, dude.
Good one, dude. I'm rubber and you're glue also.
And you're going to come on me.
And I'm going to huff some paint.
Sorry,
I'm going to huff the glue and you're going to come on me, dude.
That was very Pedro of me. I apologize. I know you're a couple Bud Lights deep and I see the aggression kind of coming out.
I'm about to get violent.
You're about to be a violent transgender, that's a different breed.
Yeah, trans violence is violence, okay? Yeah.
So we got Karens. Then what's the male version of Karen? What was that again? What was his name?
Chad.
What's the trans version of that?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Like trans Chad, trans Karen.
Yeah. What's the one?
I think we need the non-binary, really. And it's probably got more syllables, I would imagine, right?
Like Elliot.
Yeah.
Paige.
Well,
yeah. ¿Quién crees que?
I mean, I was thinking,
she does portray a lot of violence in his movies. Now.
He does.
I'm like Demetrius, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
like something.
Demetrius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Demetrius.
I don't like it. Put the meat in Demetrius.
Maybe like Arby, because they got the meats.
Nice, dude.
Oh.
Shout out Arby's.
Heck yeah.
Terrible.
I'm a racist.
Arby's is so terrible,
it's
dude.
It's so bad.
I don't know how people like that. I think, honestly, the only thing keeping
the sauce
Arby's alive is senior citizens. I think that's who it is.
It wasn't bad back in the day, dude.
Poor people. Obviously,
fucking poor people.
You never see an Arby's in a nice neighborhood.
Let's get rid of them just like the trans.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Give me another Bud Light, I'll chug it.
Bud Light does not support the views of this bigot.
Bud Light says, throw up our beer.
Yeah.
If they said, retract back.
A lot
retract
of
back on who do you think said retract back on who do you think
you are.
Damn, it's like an old
we're going in again, dude.
No,
he was about to, dude.
No,
he can't come.
Was improvising.
He can't finish.
I know how to play along, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know how to play a dong because I drink Bud Light, dude. Okay,
all right, fair enough, dude.
I'm telling you, he's the new Bud Light spokesperson.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm Martin Bud Light King Jr., dude.
Okay.
All right, keep going.
I'm intrigued. I would like to hear more.
I think that all of
you're about to get shot like Bud Light Kennedy, dude. Shut up.
What's
so stupid?
That is stupid, but I really enjoy it.
To be real, though, it's what's crazy to me is, you know, Bud Light comes out with something like this, and that they don't just lose all their sponsors like Kanye. when he was talking about the Jews.
Oh, yeah, because it's not anti-Semitic, dude.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they just...
What if Bud Light, like, did it some anti-Semitic? They're like pro-LGBT, but not for the Jews?
They would probably still get away with it. They could probably still say it. They're like, the trans can drink our beer, but the Jews
Bud
don't
Light
touch our beer.
Bud Light is an American institution.
Yeah, but also, Alzheimer's Bush is definitely not Jewish.
Alzheimer's Bush?
Autism Bush. Autism is not importing this anymore.
Dude, it's not Jewish.
You don't think so?
No, I'm just saying. I
feel like a lot of them are kind of.
That's a big-ass German distributor.
Is it?
So they're anti.
That's true. It's kind of
like
close.
The original anti.
It's kind of like how love and hate are on a thin line. Yeah. Like Jewish and German are just like right in between each other.
That's like Big J's special, the joke he had on there about like how he's been called a racist for like a lot of time. Yeah. He's like, yeah, but I'm Jewish. It's like, oh, you think just because of that you can't,
you can't be a Nazi?
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing.
It's kind of like the whole thing. That special was funny, man. I enjoyed it.
It was funny.
Yeah, Big J rules.
Yeah, he does. It's fun to see like 6-7 months ago.
Dude, that Bud Light's probably going to give me a little, you know.
Boner?
No, BM, dude. It's a little bowel movement.
Oh, really? And that's what's giving you the boner.
Obviously.
Or is it because
you're putting something, your lips on something that it's also transgender friendly?
And that makes you want to shit and fuck.
That makes your butthole a little weird.
I don't know what this feeling
that makes
is.
Makes your gay little butthole a little weird,
makes your
dude.
Gay little faggoty butthole weird.
Look,
it's dude, so hard to say that word.
Just because you haven't said it in two episodes. Yeah.
Just because you're dressed like
he
one.
He already started, and I was like, I need to start saying that word again. It makes me laugh so hard. I know it's terrible. I was called it my whole life.
Yeah.
To the day.
It's because you dress like one.
Exactly. I get it. But it doesn't bother me.
Ugh.
So why does it bother those?
Dude, I just took a rip of that. I just took a rip of that and had a little swig of my BL over here, and it was fishy, dude.
Whoa. You're transitioning, dude. That's
oh, my
that
God. Is that what it is?
Whoa.
I swear to God.
And you start to transition, dude.
I wouldn't doubt it, because that is happening, you know.
There's a lot of estrogen.
At an alarming rate. This is something that Aldous Huxley did not see happening in Brave New World. He called everything. He didn't call them trans.
He didn't say Bud Light. he didn't say Bud Light was going to make people trans. Dude. Yeah,
Bud Light's making people trans.
He's like, a domestic beer is going to make people gay.
Alex Jones Huxley. Yeah.
True. The year is 2023. Normal lagers making people gay.
Isn't it hilarious, though, to think of the
world
people...
is stratified by gay and straight and black and trans.
The world is a gay pyre. Sorry, that was not good. But
check another Bud Light.
Okay. Kid Rock had a video where he's like shooting all the beers. Like that's a pretty popular thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like going around in like that.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty great symbolism to rely on there, Kid Rock. Really glad
Which
that you're the
funny.
Symbol for
right.
It is. It is pretty
I'm
funny.
Watch me shoot all of these things and be like, fuck this beer, fuck you know, or like people are burning their Jack Daniels and shit like that. I think because they're associated with the company.
Dude, when that song came out, I just have to really quickly throw back. Where I'm driving around and I hear out of a big truck, I am an American badass.
Yeah,
and I'm just like. Like just hit with a cringe gun.
Why,
just,
dude? That's such a good song.
It's just so funny when like
it's a badass song, dude.
It is pretty badass to call yourself badass.
An American gangster, rock star. What is that? Badass
kid, dude. Rock star, dude. I fucking love that guy. That guy rule. He likes America, right?
Yeah,
kid rock star. All right.
But to stop drinking this beer or something because they have, it wasn't even like a spokesperson or whatever. It's something so like minuscule. It's obviously just like trying to reach a bigger market.
Mm.
It's so funny when people, I guess brands could say certain things and be like, I'm not going to support them anymore. And that's fine. But it's funny the reaction that people get out of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, what's he going to go to now? Like, you know, like in 6 months, he's going to be drinking Bud Light.
He'll slip into that BL, dude.
They tried to move
he'll
to Coors,
slip back into BL,
Coors is based out of, like, Denver or whatever, which is already gay and trans.
Isn't the same company?
It's Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
Coors is, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's
Alzheimer's Busch.
They own, like, all of it. Like
Alzheimer's Busch?
90% of it.
Yeah, literally.
That's wild.
And Alzheimer's probably have huge bushes.
It's something that we're talk about. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's
shaving.
Bushes.
Yeah, because nobody's shaving.
They forget to shave all the time.
Yeah, the nurse isn't going to do it. Like the assistant.
Huh?
The assistant isn't like going to come in here like, you got to work on those pubes.
Yeah.
She's barely touching them with a 10-foot pole, dude. That's how she scrubs them down with like a pole and
she
a sponge.
She has one
of
those palm tree saws.
Yeah, they still have COVID rules.
Yeah.
They're like, no, COVID's still out there. We can't come in your room.
Yeah, like 12, like three large orderlies come into the room and hold the Alzheimer's patient down, and then somebody comes in there with one of those fucking...
That's not traumatizing at all.
Palm tree poles and...
And why do you have a boner?
I was describing the porn that I watched.
Those banana glasses get me every time, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
They
banana
get me
glasses.
I'm the only one without glasses, dude. This is crazy.
You're gay, dude. You're gay.
God, dude. You're a gay guy.
It's not fair.
I just got bullied for being gay.
Dude, that clip's so funny. It's like an Omegle.
It's pretty funny to watch a gay kid get bullied.
Yeah, it's hilarious, funny. Actually. Because
by some pedophile.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
On Omegle.
It's this Omegle. You know what Omegle is?
It's like some dude talking to a little kid on fucking like a chat room.
Do you know what Omegle is, though?
It's, like a video
it's like
chat
random.
Room.
It's random, like...
Gay people.
No, it's like you set your webcam up and then...
And you talk to other
you
gay
get
dudes.
It, no, you get into like this...
Pedophile talk.
Whatever chat or whatever thing. And it's just random people like popping up.
And there's a lot of kids on there.
And you can
like...
You,
like
you can like next, you know? And just different people keep popping up. So that's the whole thing that Omegle is. So there's this video of this like... He looked like a fucking gym rat motherfucker.
Yeah.
Just like on Omegle, and then it shows up the kid, and the kid's like super sad in the video. The guy's like, "What's wrong, kid?" And the kid's like, "I just got bullied for being gay."
That's funny.
And he goes, "Oh," he starts like chuckling, and he goes, "It's about to happen again."
Oh, damn.
That shit is so funny, dude.
So did he rail it into him?
Probably gave it to him.
Yeah. What would you say to that gay kid?
To the gay kid?
Yeah, to bully him.
To bully him?
Bully the gay kid on Omegle right now.
Oh man, I don't know. I'd have to get to know the kid a little bit.
That's
your worst.
Clip it. That's
Crested.
Well, it's about to happen again.
You chug one BL and you turn into
a
diddler, dude.
Shit gets weird after you chug a Bud Light, dude.
That's why I've always said only one Bud Light.
Yeah, my genital, like my balls are going inside of me. My balls.
My genital, my ball, my dick and cock, my cock and balls.
Oh, man. I missed
check
you boys,
this out, dude. Speaking of diddlers.
Well, hold on. Let me just.
No.
I got bullied for.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
Sorry, we're just laughing. Go ahead and tell us about the time
I
you got bullied.
I wonder what's
a kid's
tongue
fucking
Dalai Lama.
Dude, I got bullied this weekend for drinking a BL, dude. My father-in-law saw me drinking one of these chiladas, dude, and he was like, "What are you, gay boy?" Like, I'm like,
whoa.
Race and gender of your father-in-law. Let's hear it.
What? Like his preference?
What's your father-in-law's
race
and
gender? And where does he live?
Dox him!
White male. He's a white male.
Kill him!
Don't do that, dude. I love my father-in-law.
Yeah. He has one chance. He's got to cut his dick off. If he cuts his dick off, he can live. We'll even hook him up with a surgeon. He'll flip that shit inside out, making it into a nice pussy.
He doesn't want to botch surgery. Look at your tits, dude. Bud Light did that.
Yeah, those are small.
And I thank them, dude. And I thank you, Bud Light.
Botch, dude.
Thank you for cutting my tits off. I'm very happy!
I just figured we'd come full circle with the Bud Light thing, and I'd say share that little story with you guys. Let's look
I'm barely suicidal anymore ever since Bud Light cut my tits off.
How'd that make you feel, Pedro?
What?
When he said, "What are you, gay?"
I went along with it. I was like, "Yeah, I'm a fruit. I'm a big fruit."
You smoking your Fruit Loops? And
so he said to him?
Yeah.
Then did you guys kiss or not?
We met out.
Honestly.
Okay. No.
Nice, dude.
You stopped it at making out, though.
No, we didn't. Just
that's
shared,
respectful.
We just shared memes. He actually showed me the Kid Rock video.
You didn't Matt,
that,
you
of him shooting.
Off. You just jerk off together, too.
No, dude.
Put a pillow in between you. Like,
that's fucked
that's
up.
That's not even
no,
hilarious.
No, it's not about being funny, dude.
Yeah. No, dude, he just
it's not
shared,
about being funny. It's about having a relationship with your father.
He just shared his memes with me about Bud Light being gay.
His memes? He shared his
which
name.
Which was the best one?
And we shared a laugh, so good it was good, dude.
Is there a good one?
Oh, I can't remember. I drank a lot. I went.
I was drinking a bunch of Bud Light.
We were glamping, dude. We were out there.
Out of his
we were out there, dude.
Is this my wife or my father-in-law?
Oh, this is where she gets it from. She takes after her father.
Your daughter does the same move.
That's enough, dude. It's not even right.
That's not right. That's fucked up.
Yeah, man. Why would you say that?
Which
your
one?
Mom looked like you do drugs.
What part?
CJ docs. He negged me.
He did?
It was, went full.
I N-worded him, dude.
Dude, I can't believe you negused him on, dude.
Negus. N-A-G-U-S. Negus.
The bass.
Right there!
The bass so good. He's like, oh, he's coming to the stage.
Damn, dude.
I'm about to get Chris Rock.
All right, hold up. What video were you about to show?
I'm about to get Chris Rock starred.
This is the Dalai Lama getting fucking tongue fucked.
What?
Is anything happening in the chat? Or you keep looking at it. Is anybody talking?
Your mom came in for a half a second, Amber is still singing American Badass back there. Acapella.
Hell yeah, dude.
While she's watching us.
Keep it going, Amber. That's a badass song. I don't care what he says. He cringed at it. Dude.
Nurse Slamber is back there waving an American flag when I was
When I was 13 years old, I waited for a Kid Rock CD to come in because my mom told me she ordered it 7 months before on Avon. And she's like, it just hasn't come in.
Sounds like
make
an A-liar.
Make the story gayer.
She was telling me, like, it just hasn't come in. And then she waited till Christmas, dude, 7 months later. Damn. And she gave me the CD. That's why I knew Santa was fake, dude. Because I was like... You ordered
that long a CD. What happened? I don't know what happened.
Nothing happened. She got it like 2 weeks later when the Avon shipment came in, and then she.
What's Avon? Like a UPS of like Mexico that just kind of smuggle it in.
Me and Pedro grew up in a trailer park.
It was a trailer park,
and that's why Pedro likes Kid Rock.
That's not, but yeah, but why would it take so long for a CD? I don't get it.
It didn't take that
because
long.
Because they're afraid what to happened? Deliver it to the.
No,
poor
no,
people.
No. It's not that.
It's
dude.
Hard to find a delivery person. Who
can
go
I tell
in.
You the truth? Yeah. Let me speak.
Why would you do that, man?
It got delivered
answer
2 weeks. 2 weeks later, and then she held on to it until Christmas.
Fuck, dude.
Gay.
But it was kind of dope because I got three CDs and a Walkman.
That's pretty sick.
That is sick. What CDs?
That's like when she lied to your dad.
I remember when I got my first Walkman. Sorry. Fuck, I stepped on your thing, dude. I just got excited because I remember that.
And I was listening to him, so I didn't listen to what you said.
It's all right, dude.
I'll listen to it again.
It's all
right. Say your joke again, Nick.
No.
Make it funny.
I can't. It's I'm in a time and place.
Go ahead and say your joke. No, you have a joke? Go ahead and say it.
I'm a time and place comic.
Yeah, he's a time and place, dude.
Yeah.
Not right very, time, right place.
Doesn't seem
you
very funny to me,
them.
Dude. I bet I could do it.
I can't just hang on to something and hide it from somebody like Pedro's mom with a pregnancy with Pedro from the father.
That actually is Pedro's mom there, too.
That is so funny.
The jokes about your mom that get the King Crescaredes are like extra meta.
It does, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
It was,
we're kind of a meta podcast.
If we ever blow up. Like, not from somebody suicide bombing into my apartment.
Yeah, of course.
Hey!
Your mom needs to, she should just be live in studio.
Live in
and
studio.
And just kind of sit there rocking. Like,
yeah, and we're just
kids.
Like, whoops. So we just
no, a shock, like a shock collar. It's like, King Miss Kitty.
You made it weird, and then my stomach started hurting funny.
That's the Bud Light talking.
Oh, I'm
dude, if you did a solo pod, if you did, fuck it. Never mind. Let's watch this video.
I would like to know what you were going to say because it was about me.
Well, you're not going to get to know, okay?
And that really strokes my ego.
Yeah.
You know where I pulled those words from? A text that I read my ex send to a guy that wasn't me.
Wait, what?
My ex one time, she was like chatting with an ex-boyfriend of hers or whatever while we were together.
That's nice.
Oh, nice, dude.
And
super chill.
She had him saved as Danielle in her phone.
Mm.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was actually Daniel.
Is this one that you almost had a kid with?
Yeah. And no, not that one. It was like well before that. But I mean, if she was not barren of the womb because she's a product of Satan, then I would have had a kid with her because we weren't in any way.
I sense a little resentment against this lady.
I don't have any resentment against
insane.
This demon.
And then what did she say to Danielle?
She said, tell me more. it feeds my ego.
Ooh.
And I read those words and I was like, this is the literal antithesis of everything I'm about.
And how'd you read this, though? Did you How snoop on your phone?
This? This is crazy. Yeah, I was. Yeah, definitely.
You snoop?
You're a snooper?
I was snooping on her phone, dude. And that was a very toxic relationship, and we were way too far into it.
Let's guess who it is. I should have left.
Well before I did.
I think I know who it
but
is.
But I didn't have the tits.
Because Bud Light cut him off.
because Bud Light cut him off, dude. And ruined my 20s, dude. That's basically what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about
you know what it is, dude?
Living life as a man now.
You know what it is
I've
now?
I've been thinking about transitioning back.
That's hard to transition back.
I mean, as a woman now, I'm sorry.
To go from an ugly woman to a hot man.
He was forced gender, dude. He was forced gender.
I was forced to change my gender by Bud Light. They cut my tits off.
Yeah. That's what it is anymore. It's all these parents out there fucking pushing their kids to be trans.
Look, Buzz, there's an alien. Sorry. Toy Story reference.
There's a snake in my pussy.
Someone poisoned my watering hole. Yeah, good. What, dude? I can't make Toy Story references? Nah,
dude, I love Toy Story references.
Get me hard.
You got a friend in me.
I got your friend in me.
All right. I couldn't think of anything. I was going to try and take it somewhere, but I couldn't. I couldn't think of it.
That's crazy, dude. How many Bud Lights is the Dalai Lama fucking drinking, dude? What are we watching here?
Dude, the Dalai Lama is thizzed on Bud Lights right now. And this kid walks up and says, can I have a hug, Dalai Lama? He's all thizzed out on
this
Bud
video was crazy, dude.
Bud Lights and check what he does out. Whoa.
He kisses a little
mouth
boy
kiss to
on
start.
The lips, dude. What is he like? 12? He's 11?
I'm so innocent.
I mean, if that. I don't know. He's a very scrawny, small little kid.
Dude, for a 70-year-old man, though, he's looking like a Dalai Mama, if you know what I mean.
He's a hunk?
Aziz Ansari's really looking for work.
From oh, God. And he just said, suck my tongue.
That is disgusting.
If you didn't catch that, listen, check it out and listen.
If you didn't catch it, he's just about to rewind it.
And suck my tongue.
Ew!
Dude, the kid steps back, too. He's like, what the fuck, Dalai?
Dalai Lama, more like Diddly Lama.
Oh. There's no finale to that video? Well, I mean, let's see that.
I was
young
almost
child's wet lips around his tongue.
I was almost there, dude.
Where's the money shot?
Yeah, where's... Is this one of you to subscribe, or what's going on? Do they have a Patreon? What's going on?
Oh, no, dude. It's
the paywall, or...
Yeah, it's the Dalai. You gotta give rubies.
Yeah. The money shot's on the other side of the paywall.
It's a ruby shot.
The thing is, he's just like Gandhi. He just wants to test.
I did a little exchange, a little money exchange joke there. I liked it.
Pretty good.
Currency.
But no, it's just...
You got to keep your references currency, folks.
Ooh.
Is that...
Don't get back to me.
Moving around or doing something weird? Or is that the angle? Is that okay?
No, that's not good
at all. It's literally taped on there, dude. What do you want from us?
How long ago does that happen?
I don't know. I just noticed it right now, dude, because of these BLs.
That's what we want, dude. Just slam it down. It's good for the viewership.
If you don't know at home, if you're watching at home.
I think he's in frame, dude.
Amber said, you guys are hilarious for real. I know that the Three Stooges are hilarious also.
Yeah, and that was slap comedy.
Slapstick comedy, dude.
Well, if you're drinking Bud Light, it's slapstick
this
comedy,
This is a
dude.
Slapstick comedy podcast. It's it's tilted.
It's chill, dude. It's
Chilted, dude. It's not tilted.
It's chilted, it's tilted, dude. I feel a little chilted right now.
It's definitely tilted, yeah. I was trying to tell you.
Damn it. All right, give me a little bit more of the... Ooh, that's the ruby shot there. That's a money shot.
That's a callback, folks. On that currency joke, dude, that we had. And you got to keep your references currency. Dude, check it out. I fucking got him. That was the second time I told that joke on this podcast.
It's better the second time, I'll tell you that.
Few things are, yeah.
What other things are
better the second time? What do you think?
Leftover pizza is better the second time, for sure.
Pizza?
No.
I have to disagree. Chinese food, I'll go.
No.
Yeah.
But good. Close. That's closer than pizza.
When you're hungover eating Chinese food out of the fridge,
I'm only drunk.
I think that the value differential between how fucked up you are and how good the food is, when you're in a normal position and you eat good Chinese food hot, you're like, damn, that's tasty.
We're talking about Chinese pussy.
That's the only takeout I get.
But when you're hungover, your current condition's way down here. You're all,
that MSG hits just right.
And then you hit that right out of the fridge. It's cold.
Oh,
but
cold.
It's salty,
fucking
sweet, and delicious.
Psychopath, dude.
Yeah. You have mental issues.
For real, dude.
I know.
I'm going to call you.
I actually do have mental issues, guys.
Like, legitimately, dude.
Yeah.
Bud Light would never do this to me, dude.
No, true.
Bud Light cut my tits off. What'd you do? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I didn't say I did anything, dude. More of a Miller High life.
I'm more of a Miller High myself, too, dude.
The beer of Down syndrome.
It is correct.
You want to be a retard or trans?
Take your pick, boy. Because you don't get to be a white man in this world.
That's some hard picking for sure.
Yeah, hard.
I got to think about
that's
that.
Liberal parenting.
Yeah, who are you going to support?
Are you going to be a retard or trans? You got to take your pick now. You got to start early. It's like the
Daddy,
old...
Daddy, what's the difference?
Like they used to do... They used to put you in football and shit, and they're like, "You got if you want to do football, you better stick to football. If you're going to be a musician..."
True.
You know what I mean?
That's
and now
parents
they're like...
That's so true. They're like, "Yeah, I made you trans at 5 years old. You're sticking with this. I don't fucking care if you're suicidal."
Exactly. My mom made me stay in high school my freshman year because she was like, "You're going to get the normal high school experience, not like I... didn't get."
Yeah.
And I didn't want to go. I wanted to go to a charter school with my cousins.
She got pregnant.
Yeah, she didn't. She dropped out in seventh grade, my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She can still, you know.
Your mom looks like she do drugs.
She dropped out in seventh grade?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
That's crazy.
Her tits like, look like they dropped out in sixth grade.
Pretty cool, dude. Pretty sweet.
This
get me chugging
his mother,
BL,
dude.
My mom's tits, dude.
I was
that's what Bud Light does to you, dude. That's what I don't get.
My mom loves Kid Rockstar.
Does she?
Yeah, I bet she does.
And Steve Miller Band and shit.
More like American fat ass.
Listen,
dude. He's gonna get up. He's got a gun, dude. Calm down.
He doesn't have a gun. That's a prop.
Oh, it's alleged.
It's a prop.
Yeah. Janie's got a gun. See, we're just going 90s music references all day.
See, 90s music references are probably the best, though. TBH?
To who? You?
Yeah, dude. Never mind, dude. I was going to call you a pedophile, and it feels like low-hanging fruit the way you're dressed, dude.
Yeah.
The way I'm dressed? You have a fucking tucked-in fucking wife beater. What are you talking about?
Did you say top 10? That's what I heard.
I said tucked in wife beater. Without a belt.
I'm dressed like a basketball player, dude. Yeah. I got one shoe on.
You're literally about to go meet a child, dude.
I have one shoe on.
I was scratching my foot and I forgot to put my shoe back on, dude.
That's wild.
That's pedophile instinct.
That's pedophile energy.
That's
chugging
tits by yourself. That's my pedophile instinct, dude.
That's BPE, dude. Big pedophile energy, dude.
Is it true that you can't go to a Chuck E. Cheese alone?
Not with one shoe on, dude.
That is true. Okay.
They're like, "You look like you look, and you only have one shoe on."
The most dangerous kind of person.
It's literally it's on the wall framed. You're not allowed to just look like you look and have one shoe on. It says it right there.
It's literally a frame picture of you. It's like, you can't look like that.
And some guy just walks in Chuck E. Cheese, those glasses, one shoe missing with a Miller Light.
It's a
and they're like, "That's fine. You're not dangerous at all."
And then I show up with my bud, and I'm just like, "Let me get some tokens, faggot."
This band sucks!
I'm trans!
This robotic band sucks! Yeah,
it's funny to trash the band. This band fucking blows!
That mouse can't play a guitar for shit, give it!
Play Sweet Carolina!
I'll play that guitar, dude. You need a guitarist? This mouse sucks ass!
You know what's crazy is it's funny to think that some parent, some dad... has been a blackout asshole at Chuck E. Cheese at some point. Like, and not even just one time. It's been multiple times.
Dude,
there's been some man
I
that blacked out a
or some
Chuck
stepdad,
Cheese.
Dude, you know?
Definitely a stepdad.
Definitely not talk about my life.
Hundreds of them.
I can't wait, dude.
A blacked out at a Chuck E. Cheese.
I fucking can't wait.
I'm sure I've had my ass beat at a Chuck E. Cheese, dude, by my parents.
Like clapping? beat.
Like Bud Light beat?
No, why are you gay?
Like Filipino and Qatar beat, dude? What are you talking about?
Or like something weird in the ball
No,
pit.
Like me and my cousins are like running around like assholes around a Chuck E. Cheese.
Running around each other's assholes? Running trains on each other's assholes?
He meant running around like
you guys didn't do that when you were kids, dude. Come on.
Beat each other up?
Jerk off on each other in Chuck E. Cheese, dude? With that guy at the Chuck E. Cheese?
Those ball pits are disgusting. Mostly because of CJ's blood.
Yeah, dude.
And shit.
Yeah, when I was a kid, the ball pit was just an old man's genitals, dude.
All right. Here we go again.
Pacifico.
They didn't have all these cameras everywhere, dude, making everybody not be able to have any fun, dude. You know what I'm saying? You can't say words anymore and
shit.
You can't
just wrestle around.
And wrestle with your favorite kid.
Wrestle a seven-year-old. Make him suck your tongue, dude. What the hell's going on with this country?
Like the fucking Dalai Lama.
That's what people don't get. Like, the Dalai Lama, that was normal 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
I sucked in everybody's tongue.
You know what's very weird? Is the Dalai Lama did that.
Dalai Lama ding dong.
Dalai Lama ding dong.
Had a couple of BLs and made a kid suck his tongue, dude.
He's like, Bud Light's transgender. Fuck, I'm fucking gay.
Come here, kid. I'm gay as hell.
Suck on my tongue. Suck also, weird request, though.
That is a weird request. That's like.
Like on my list of things to do with a kid, that's not up there.
I would agree with that.
Not even top 10.
That's not even, it doesn't even get me hard to think about.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Sucking on a kid's tongue? No way.
Kids' tongues are gross.
Well, you know why? Because they don't brush their teeth as often.
Yeah, dude, they don't know shit. Kids are nasty.
Yeah, they're bad at hygiene.
No, they're, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Kids' tongues are gross, for sure.
Say what you want about pedophilia, but that's nasty, dude. Kids are disgusting. They don't even know how to wash themselves.
Kids are nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, that Dalai Lama, dude, he's a creep.
But no, it's just like Gandhi. He's like testing himself. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, pushing the limits.
He's pushing the limits.
He's riding the edge, dude. Hard. Yeah.
It's just like Gandhi.
He's right. He used to lay naked in bed with
and
children.
And he never had sex
with
him.
His
he
nieces.
And he never had sex with him.
He was 13 years
because he was
himself.
A powerful spiritual lawyer. Yeah.
It's also funny to say, like, I sleep next to naked children to, like, test myself. Because, like, what do you mean you're testing yourself? Because, like, deep down you want to fuck them?
You're like, because they're hot as fuck. What do you mean?
Like, I want to go crazy
on them. The test is I have these hot-ass little kids sleeping, and I'm naked.
Can you give me a little bit more credit for not raping these children?
You're like, what the fuck is this?
Do you have any idea how hard it has been on me not to touch
and
these kids?
And his justification was like, look how small my penis is.
Yeah, sure. It's like,
I haven't been raping these kids because look how small my dick is, dude.
Yeah, kids hate small dicks.
Which...
¿Quién crees que eres?
And that's because the porn industry.
That is the porn industry.
So thank you, porn industry, for ruining it.
Yeah, dude, these kids watch porn early, and then they hate small dicks.
Yep.
They're ruining sex for people.
Yeah, they teach you if you have a small dick, you deserve a cuck. That's your right. life.
And that's life.
Like, and you
that's
have who to go, I identify even as. Even if that's not your fetish, that's the only way you can
that's
get laid.
That's the only category you're
true.
In.
Because
and
porn.
Also, being a cuck is the beer of Corona Light.
Yeah. And it really? Is interesting. They say porn is like ruining people's sex lives later on because they can't get intimate or whatever. Tell you what, it's ruining my iPhone screen.
Well, yeah, your iPhone's not waterproof, dude. You can't come on it every time. I tried to go along with it. I really did. I tried hard to go along with it.
That was a good one. I like that.
Hey, this guy gets it.
Don't kill me. So there's another shooting.
Hold on. We're not done with the Dalai Lama.
Okay, so
check it out, dude. See, the thing is, the thing is,
I want to watch the body cam of this fucking guy killing people, dude. Make some jokes.
You like that, huh?
I need to come, dude.
I just want to have some fun with my friends.
I'm going to come.
Oh, I'm going to edit this video later.
No, but see, the thing with the Dalai Lama and that kid is he was actually rehearsing a scene, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
you remember, like, back in the day, like, the guy comes home, catches the wife making out with some dude, and he's like, oh, I'm going to kill both of you in a murder, and then I'm going to suicide myself. And she's like, he's from my acting class.
This is a CJ biopic,
whole movie?
This is a CJ biopic.
You remember the old trope about, like, he's from my acting class? We were practicing a scene?
No, I wasn't in your family.
It's a trope, a common trope.
Is it?
I've heard the common
trope. These uncultured swine don't get it, but you
did. You did not
culture to have dads kissing other dads.
Yeah, dude.
If you're Tom Brady,
that's what they do in Europe.
If you're drinking Bud Light, Tom Brady's your name.
That's
dude.
What they do in Europe, and anything they do in Europe is cultured. Obviously, dude. All right, even if it's an Eastern European like a sweatshop trap house, and that's what the fucking Dalai Lama was doing with that kid.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's just rehearsing
that's what he was
a scene.
Doing the kid.
Okay, what's
wait?
The
no,
tone?
This is his actual apology, right? And he did say like that
because you guys misunderstood. You guys called him a pedophile rapist and everything.
I didn't call him that. I said, that's a weird move. I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah, that's like a fourth date move, maybe, dude.
Well, kid asked to hug him, and you're like, once I get the hug,
that's
I'm
consent.
Going for the...
To be honest with you, that is consent. If the kid hugs you, it's like, oh, I'm fucking this kid.
You heard it here first, folks.
If he wants to fuck his kid.
The kid hugs you.
He was practicing a scene, dude.
Damn.
Don't you remember?
A day to remember. What a day to remember.
1997.
A day to forget, dude.
1997. John Travolta, Nicolas Cage.
Face
Off.
It was a great movie.
He was practicing a scene from Face Off.
Honestly, watch the movie.
I've been chasing this guy ever since I joined the force. He has no conscience, and he shows no remorse. He's the most dangerous and brilliant criminal mind I've ever known.
He's talking about the Dalai Lama.
For years I've been watching him, tracking him, studying his every move. I know his every mannerism, every facial tic, gesture. I know him better than he knows himself.
The video is weird.
And now after all this time I finally figured out a way to trap him.
Trap? He's talking about transsexuals.
I will become him. Suck my tongue.
Whoa.
Plan B. Let's just kill each other.
Whoa.
So it was all for a part in a movie, dude.
Low-key, that was a really good movie, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Face Off starring the Dalai Lama. It was dope, dude.
It was a dope movie, dude.
It was really good.
Yeah, he makes a kid suck his tongue. Have you seen it? No, that is really weird. That because that was his apology, wasn't it? Like he's like, I'm sorry. Like
his apology was his like people who are around him going, oh, he sometimes is funny and like you know, prankish with people.
Oh, he sometimes drinks a couple too many Bud Lights and fucking asks kids to suck his tongue. Yeah, it's his thing. Dude.
That's funny.
Yeah. And for some reason, his robe kept like flopping up and down right here.
That's crazy.
I doubt it. His probably has a smaller penis.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Because
shrimp
he's
dick,
a holy
like
man.
Like Dolly, dude. Yeah. Or what's his name? Not
Salvador Dali?
Salvador Dali.
Salvador had a huge cock.
I mean,
he painted like that. Snapping a huge cock.
He painted
Salvador Dali
penis. That's where they're all melty.
It's just so long. It's like, oop, overextension.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You got it.
Dude, they've asked about, and they've talked about this before with the Dalai Lama. They've asked him if there can be like a...
If he drinks a bit too many Bud Lights, dude.
Before you hang out with kids, dude. They've asked him about if you can...
Wait, what happened to the live?
If you can have...
I feel like this is every week. This is fucking deja vu, dude.
I think it just times out at 52 minutes. Or like 55 or whatever it is. I think like an hour.
I think it's an hour live.
Because we had some great behind the scene footage. What is he doing over there?
But wait, what is it? Look at that trunk, dude. Look at his trunk in those
it's
shorts,
weird
dude.
How much it's weird how much his ass fluctuates.
It does, huh? It's like he gains and loses a lot of weight. Right
now. We're listening. It's low battery.
I said I'm skinny right now. It's low battery.
You're skinny right now because you're not eating? What are you doing, dude?
You look like you want a kid's tongue in your ass. Same.
Fat in the gut and skinny in the butt, you know what I'm saying? Bud Light!
Your mom looks like she do drugs.
He didn't even mean to hit that. That was crazy. That's crazy because
that was
your
God.
Mom.
God just hit that button.
Yeah, God was like, dude, literally your mom looks
God's
like
God's like, your mom's looking down on you right now.
Your mom, which is like, he's like, what?
He never knew his mom.
She not even dead, bro. She just passed out drunk.
She just blacked out, dude. She had too many Bud Lights.
That,
that was short of good word economy, dude.
Huh?
You said she's just blacked out. I said passed out drunk. You had the better word economy and the better percussiveness, which is funnier.
You hear
and
that?
This has been Comedy Analytics, folks.
He's falling off the rails.
He's losing it hard.
I'm driving off the rails, buddy.
He's in complete control. He's in complete control, purposefully losing it.
Laverne and Shirley driving off this cliff, dude.
Damn, well, don't call me Shirley, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm about to suck your dick, Pedro.
Yeah, he's getting Bud Light drunk.
Yeah, dude, he's getting BL drunk, dude.
He also wore blue to match the Bud Light.
Well, do you not think
now? You did too.
What do you know? Do you not think he overanalyzes everything he does in his life?
No. I think he does it once it passes.
No. He does.
He has it's a slow time delay. So it's 20 minutes later, he obsesses over what 20 minutes passed.
Absolutely.
I can't believe what I just fucking did.
What am I doing? Who am I?
Did I just have breakfast at Pedro's house?
Did I just get kicked out of Pedro's house?
At 9:30?
We were friends.
I was waiting for him to tell me to spend the night. Jesus, please.
I brought my jammies.
He was wearing his jammies, dude.
Pedro's the only one who knows I don't have a home.
Yo, though, my wife did kick you out, dude.
She did.
She was.
But she's not the first person who's ever. She's not the first wife who's ever kicked me out.
Whoa. Oh.
Wives are mean, huh?
Well, and just like. Sometimes you don't want some weird guy hanging out, like, making dick puns.
Well, you're also...
Most times. That's why we're a very welcoming group. We are Bud Light friendly here.
Yeah, we're BL friendly, dude. Inclusive.
LGBTQBL is what they're calling it, dude.
Can you think of the worst time, the most offensive time that you felt weird or bad or gross?
2 weeks ago. At Pedro's house.
I can see that. Because your wife can be very mean.
She is mean.
No,
She is mean.
What do you mean can be, dude? It's the meanest person I know. Just kidding. Nah, she's not super mean. But
that wasn't convincing at all. Yeah, we believe you.
She really isn't. But that instinct, she did say it. And even I was like, whoa, dude.
It was funny because I wasn't sure. Like, for me, I was like, obviously, it's time to go. Sorry, guys. Yeah, no, bye.
Yeah.
Because I had my backpack on and everything.
Like, yeah,
you
were
like,
it's
time to go.
It was, leaving. It was talking.
I felt weird about eating because Pedro fed me some chorizo and eggs. And then
I gave him that chorizo and eggs, boy. We had a couple of Bud Lights.
Yeah, dude. And then, and I was like, I don't want to just like eat. It'd be like, thanks, brother. Peace.
That is always weird, too. Yeah.
True.
But if you would have left, I wouldn't have taken it that way at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is, no, it is a weird thing to be like, just go to a person's house and go there for whatever food they made and then just dip out.
Well,
you
did a podcast earlier.
But there's an etiquette to when you're fed, right? Like, where you're like, don't just like take the hot food out and run out the door.
Is there an etiquette there?
In the Hispanic culture, there is. Yeah.
So you're saying your house isn't Hispanic anymore?
No, I'm saying
it's full white.
No,
it's gone full white. I'm not welcome there.
Which is ironic because you're white.
Yeah, but I'm not welcome in white spaces. This has been historically established.
A thing.
Yeah.
I went to welcomed. You're more welcomed by the blacks.
I went to Cave Creek. To a country bar, to the all the country bars up there, and I was like, "Holy shit, this is where all the white chicks are!"
Yeah,
Daisy dudes, where they were,
fucking knee high boots, dude, cowboy hat on, plaid on,
and then some cowboy tried to lock me in the bathroom. Basically, he was playing pool by the door, and he put his heel on the door, and I couldn't get out of the bathroom. It was me and some other guy.
When
in
was
there.
This?
I don't know, probably 7 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But we went up there. I went up there with a few of my sister's friends, a few ladies.
Ooh.
And
bunch of lesbians.
That's very funny. I was in the bathroom, and I was dressed. I had slacks on, gray slacks.
Ooh.
With dress shoes.
Ooh.
And a black shirt that had a floral print across this section here.
God.
I mean, I was looking like a real gay.
Real Bud Light drinker.
Like a real Bud Light, yeah.
Bud Light consumer, they called you.
That's right. And a BLC, and I was, I was in the bathroom, and they fucking blocked it with their heel, and I couldn't get out, and I was like,
from the inside or the outside?
I was on the inside, they were on the outside with their heel, shooting pool and blocking it like that, and I could hear them laughing, and I backed up and started counting backwards from 20, because I have this thing do.
Oh, the thing you, anger issues?
Yeah, yeah.
That's smart at that point, though. That's a good point.
That is a good,
Yeah, because my first instinct is, I will
fucking...
Yeah.
I'll die getting masked if I'm not going to kill all of you.
Oh, no.
I'll stick that pool cue up your ass, dude. I've had 3 Bud Lights.
Yeah, but I'm also like after 20 seconds, he might realize nobody's trying to do anything and then move on, and then that's when I get my revenge.
Mm. Right.
But so I'm just counting backwards from 20. The other guy's like, what's going on? And I'm like, there's somebody out there blocking the door. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? And he goes out to the door. He's like, bam! And he, like, hits it. He's like, open the fucking door, man! And I'm just like, oh, this guy's freaking out.
He fell into their trap.
Yeah, and I was like, I hope this guy starts hitting him, because I'm just going to start hitting whoever he's hitting, you know?
Yeah,
and then...
smart thing.
He, like, they opened the door, and they were kind of, like, whatever. The guy, like, stormed off, and I walked out, and all the, like, cowboy guys were, like, laughing. And the one who was blocking the door was this little tiny guy.
Of course.
And I just like walked over next to him. And I didn't say anything because I had so much rage built up. I couldn't think of anything to say. I just walked next to him and put my shoulder against his shoulder and looked down at him, you know. Mm. And he like was laughing and he went to put his hand like on my shoulder. And as he's doing that, I swooped him and put my hand over his shoulder and just leaned into him, you know. And I was just like... I just let him know.
I'm about to kill you, motherfucker. And
I'm also loaded up over here. So if anything happens,
suck your tongue,
whatever happens, guy is going to get hit so hard right now.
Well,
and I was just like, you know, well basically deserved. Like, please fucking do something.
Yeah.
And nothing, you know, he like laughed and he kind of like swooped out like this and walked towards all of his buddies on the other side of the table. And I just kind of stood at their table for a minute and stared at them because I couldn't, again, I was just like
gone. Overwhelmed with rage.
And I was just like, well, these guys aren't going to do anything, and I'm probably going to get my ass kicked.
It's 5-on-1, dude.
And I just, like, walked off, but yeah, damn. I'm not. And then we left there. We went across the way, and I went, like, I was chilled out now, and we're just, like, I'm chilling with these ladies. And we're like, we'll go over to this one across the way. And as I'm going to walk up the curb, I did like a little, like a gay ass dance step.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I literally.
It's like a Bud Light dance?
Like, I just did a little swoop up the curb like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I go into the bar, the bartender was, or the bouncer was like, you can't come in here.
Damn.
And I was like, what, dude? He's like, you're drunk. You just stumbled over the curb. And I was like, I didn't stumble, dude. I was dancing.
He said, I just did a little dance.
I'm dancing on the street and singing.
I just want to dance.
Dancing in the street.
Yeah, dude. So,
yeah.
Apparently I'm gay, dude. I don't know. I literally was like picked on and then excluded from an establishment. Yeah.
Then rejected
in the white neighborhood.
And then he went to Pedro's house and
ate a bean burrito and overstayed his welcome.
That's crazy. That's a bad night.
And I did that when I was a kid too. A bunch of times.
No, it was fun. Fun back in the day, back in the trailer park days, dude.
That's what I mean though. It's always a fucking killer time at, like, my Hispanic friends' parties and shit like that. I've never gone to, like, my white friends' parties, and their family is, like, as, like, welcoming and just, like, hospitable and shit.
Yeah.
Never happened once.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I go to white friends' families, and, like, I'm like, ooh, I feel like I need to, like, just... linger around my friend.
You're stepping on eggshells, dude.
Because anybody else is right. Very cold to me and just
they're scared
the
of you.
The whites know what you're up to, dude. Yeah, that's why, dude.
Smell you a mile away.
Mexicans are like, I got a cousin like that.
He's got a gun.
This guy's very obviously carrying a gun.
Look at those glasses. He definitely has a gun.
Yeah, I walk in there looking all fucking haggard with a gun, and I'm like, why doesn't anybody like me?
You'd figure the white, haggard-looking people carrying guns would like you, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Even at your party that one time, though, it was your daughter's birthday party. Your white family there, your Hispanic family was there.
Oh, we keep it segregated.
There was
for sure.
A clear segregation.
Yeah, we keep it segregated.
Yeah, there was a visual dividing line.
Yeah.
And, like, I ate dinner, and I was right in the middle.
Ooh.
And I tried to lean towards the white family and talk for a little while. And then I tried to lean towards the Hispanic family for a while, and it was so much better. It was like, I was just, over here. Whereas over here, I was just like.
That's because Mexicans don't judge, dude.
Because they're slightly autistic.
We're all slightly autistic.
That's a statistic.
Well, I mean, the whites are the autistics.
To be Hispanic.
They have autism.
Hispanics have feelings. They have, like, a lot of feelings.
I don't.
You've got them all wrong. That's why they like you, because you're like, Hispanics have feelings.
Yeah.
Hey, we like this faggot.
Hey, this guy's cool.
this homo's chill, dude.
Hey, I like this guy.
As long as he doesn't try to touch me.
The second this motherfucker touches me, he's out of here.
The second this guy fucking tries to rub up on me, I'm going back to jail, homes.
Adios, muchachos.
That's terrible, dude.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Now, my family is very welcoming.
Yeah, they are very welcoming. That's why I've never been over to your family's house.
You've never asked to be over.
Because I've never been invited. Why would I ask them?
can I come over? Parents' house. That is like the weirdest thing. Like, hey, can I come over, dude?
You've been to my parents' house, dude.
I have been to your parents' house.
Mm-hmm. And you kissed my dad?
Twice.
You kissed him twice?
Twice without your mom knowing.
You only told me once.
The one time she knew about it because she caught us.
Yeah, he said, hey, Pedro, give me a little tongue kiss.
And then the second time, he's like,
fucking weird. Okay.
And then the second time, he gave me a mark, dude, and I was like, I'm about to suck your tongue. Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. He does that on purpose. Yeah.
I know he does.
He gets you a little drunk.
Dude. He does, dude.
Drunk
he
for the kiss.
Definitely. That was like a triple shot marg in a cup this big. It was crazy.
He has a floater of the mix.
Mm.
Guys, tequila and a floater.
He's got a heavy hand, and I felt it.
All right, folks.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, are you being gay? What are you doing?
We're ending the. It's been an hour, dude. We did an hour.
Who cares?
Do you have a hard out?
Yeah, of course I do.
He's got a hard on.
This shit drags on.
We've got a bunch of shit we could do right now, and it's all good stuff.
End on one.
I've got.
God, dude, I didn't think. Drinking one Bud Light will make you feel like that.
I've got two, but there's one video I just want to show you guys really quick. Lady at a casino.
Yeah, she's just chilling, dude.
Wearing a skirt, playing the slots.
What is it on?
Wait a minute, what's that underneath her?
She peeing?
Ew, dude.
God, I wish it was under that table. She's peeing. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Crazy. Dude, she just decided, I'm in a skirt, I'm not wearing panties.
That's
I'm just
going
to sit on the edge of the seat.
Can you send me that link?
That's wild, dude.
Is it? You got to go sometimes, dude.
Yeah, that is true.
And it is a casino.
Yeah.
Piss
That's
floors.
Like being outside.
It's like breaking peanuts out of place and throwing it on the floor.
You're a degenerate.
It's a zoo for human beings.
For sure.
You ever been at a casino on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
I've been at a casino
lots of times.
Dude, you can just walk around and look at people like they're animals.
Well, what's weird is like when you're on drugs, in a lot of places, it's very uncomfortable. When you're in Vegas or at a casino, like everybody here is on drugs or stimulants.
Literally.
So it doesn't feel weird at all, which also makes it kind of like.
Accepted.
It makes it weirder.
Because you're like, woo, this is a very
everybody's kind of like, yeah, everybody's kind of like tweaking on like the verge
everybody's,
of like existence.
Everybody's working on a mind shift right now, dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking tweak of the brain is what I call it, dude.
That's tweak of the week, dude.
Yeah, what's the other thing you got?
This chick was arrested for banging a dog in a video. So disturbing.
Come on. Pops. We can't bang dogs anymore. I'm just kidding.
In a video so disturbing, cops can't even discuss it.
Do they shoot her,
dude? Here's the video.
Let me get the body cam.
This is the arrest picture.
Damn.
Can you send me this link, too?
Her face is just like, I can't fuck dogs.
She's like, what are you talking
her
about?
Face my, like, it's, my, she's like, it's my dog.
She's like, my family eats them. What are you?
She's like, where's my dog?
Where's my dog?
Dude, where's my dog?
We're in love.
Dude, where's my dog?
I think she is in love with the dog. That's her on Instagram, basically. Ooh, picture.
Where's the dog
picture.
At?
Yeah, let me see.
That's
dog.
Her with the dog.
The dog attractive?
Yeah, dog's a good looking.
It is a good looking dog, dude.
It's just, I'm not it's gonna just a black guy.
Let me see this pooch.
I'm a racist.
What's up, dog? I was just fucking my dog, dude. What
this bitch getting arrested over this?
What the hell am I getting handcuffed for? My dog's just railing me. Jeez Louise, damn. Dude.
Is this the city the guy shot up or what?
Those fucking IG filters, though, do her justice.
She's not bad, though. I think her
look at the mugshot. Look at the mugshot, Bubba.
The mugshot's not great, but look at her in the back seat right there, dude.
The mugshot's not, of course, the mugshot is going to be great. It's not the highlight of her life.
You never jerked off to mugshots, dude?
No.
But when she's
Casey
still
Anderson
like,
was the best.
I'm not allowed to fuck my own dog.
Yeah, she's confused
she
in
still
that
looks
picture.
She's
very confused, yeah.
Confused? Yeah, maybe that's what I like about it.
Yeah, that makes you come quick, doesn't
this
it?
Bitch confused.
We
this
did.
Bitch has no idea what's going on.
We did miss the woman face point on the BL Dylan McVaney, whatever. What's that person's name? Dylan Mulvaney.
What happened?
The tranny.
Whoa, dude.
This is why I don't go along. This
four
is
Bud
like
Lights
an hour's
This
good.
Is four Bud Lights in, dude.
I'm just saying that person was like
Let's
just
end
a,
it. This is why an hour is good.
Was just a flamboyant gay forever, and now he's doing woman face, basically, and like getting
Who
all
is?
These sponsorships. Dylan Mulvaney or whatever.
Who's that?
The person who's dancing around cheering on Bud Lights.
So what's his story? Her story?
What he's happened? Just like a big gay, and he was on like Ellen DeGeneres, known CIA operative.
Mm-hmm. And a real see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, dude. That thing's all yeah, I know. fucked up again.
All right, let's end it.
We can go out on drag syndrome if you want, or we can just end it. There's a lot of good stuff about Down syndrome that I had planned.
There's
for
a lot
us.
Of good stuff about Down syndrome he has planned for us.
Did you hear that about Down syndrome content?
Like, actually, Down syndrome is the greatest.
I have about 30 minutes of Down syndrome content that's going to make you guys Come laugh.
Oh,
totally different takes. And with that, folks,
we can also use that for the 420 episode. What's funnier than being high in a car next week?
Watching a bunch of DSs out there, dude.
DS is drinking BLs, dude.
You're right.
DS
dude.
Is drinking BLs, dude. God damn. You thought they were confused when they had the DS. Wait till they
Where
have a BL, dude.
Is my champagne? Where's my bag? Where's my diamond ring? Where's my gin and tonic? Where's my martini?
Oh Next God. Week on Who
the
Do
Joker?
You Think You Are podcast.
Is that the new Joker,
the
dude?
Trans the trans agenda is getting spread to the Down syndromes.
Yep, that's called drag syndrome. They're a drag.
Whoever came up with that, though, that's such a great name.
Yeah, who's ever exploiting yeah. those retards for their own personal benefit on the LGBTQ agenda.
A great name.
Great.
That's a good
name,
boy.
Dude.
Drag yeah, syndrome? That's so
very
good,
clever, dude.
I love it.
All right, folks. We'll see you next week. I love you, boys. Amor y paz.
Where's my bag?